Sponsored by 1010 Podcasts.
The Celtic Exchange, a fresh insight on Celtic Football Club.
Final score from Celtic Park, Celtic 6, St Mirren 0, another 6 goals for Celtic, another clean sheet. Sinky, give me your thoughts on that one.
Loved it, absolutely loved it. Another fantastic performance, first half, amazing. St Mirren came obviously with a game plan, that game plan went to pot quite quickly. But yeah, 6 goals, can't ask for more than that, can we?
No, absolutely not. Any standout players there for today?
Yeah, a few standouts for me. I mean, Abada, jeez, yeah. What a find.
Yeah.
I mean, I was asking questions when he came straight back in, obviously, for the European game. And now I know, obviously, why he's come straight back in. He seems to be getting better and better. Maybe a bit quiet in the second half, but my God, he was involved in everything good down that right-hand side. And he was pretty much a standout.
Yeah, same for me. I mean, the way I look at Abada is, he should start any time he's fit. So he had that small injury there, and he's back to flying form. He was a bit quiet during the week, and you know, he certainly made up for all that today. Could just give you the team lines. Starting team lines was Joe Hart, Ralston, Starfelt, Welsh and Taylor. Starfelt keeping his right hand berth in the centre of defence. In midfield, Turnbull, McGregor and Christie, and then up front, Abada, Edward and Kyogo. So, you know, a slight surprise with Rogic playing absolutely out of his skin on Wednesday. Reward trapped. What did you make of that switch for Christie?
It was always in the cards. I mean, Christie was going to come back in big time. I mean, for the last few seasons, I mean, we spoke about this last week, he's not played a number of games in a row before, so the rest was probably required. I do believe he will come in against AZ during the week, but he needed a bit of a rest. And if he only rests one, the way he played, especially the first 45 during the week, he deserved his rest.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to have to do that, you know, cycling of players to get the best out of them. It's going to be a long season with the intensity we play. If we finish this transfer window right, it's going to be with strength in each position. So when a change like that happens, it's certainly not a slight. It's just conserving your energy for the next game. So, game kicked off. It was another one of those games where the first 5-10 minutes didn't quite click into play, and we saw Ange talking about that last week or the week before. It was last week, actually, when he was saying he wants it right from the get-go. So it didn't quite happen today. It was quite kind of sticky, first 5-10. But things were starting to progress, and then, you know, Abad in particular was starting to get bits of progress, wee bits of luck here and there and getting through. And in 17 minutes, I thought really patient build-up. You know, the ball which was getting knocked across because St Mirren were sitting so deep, and they just weren't rushing it. They were just waiting for the chance to come up. Opportunity came up, and it's off to Abada, and we're one up. What did you make of that goal?
Nah, it's good. You can see that we're not trying to force it. So if it's not on, we're recycling the ball really, really well. Mm-hmm. As well as I've actually seen Celtic do. Usually we'll try and force it, we'll try and do a wee ball over the top, but it seems to be going from side to side. We'll keep it. It's evident that that's been worked on definitely on the training ground, 100%.
100%, yeah. I mean, it's not tippy-tappy stuff, it's intelligent probing.
There's a bit of purpose to it, and you can see it. I mean, it's not getting forced. We're keeping the ball, we're waiting in that space opening up, and when we play the killer pass, it seems to be coming off.
Yeah, it does. And you see actually a lot of killer passes that get to where they're meant to get to, and the shot doesn't come to a goal, but the fans still really appreciate the football that went before it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, everyone's off their seat, every opportunity. It's entertainment, and that's yeah. that we've not seen that for a long, long time. I mean, football is a results game, but if you can entertain the fans and get results, it's a perfect situation.
Yeah, I can't think back to when the football was this good, and we're not wanting to get ahead of ourselves and all that stuff. There's a long way to go, but even under Rodgers is more of a play entertaining football, of course, but the focus is on getting the win, you know, by one goal or whatever kind of thing.
It's the same.
And then relaxing.
You're right, but like Dundee as well and St Mirren, that's teams on paper. Like, over the years, we should be beaten.
Yeah.
No disrespect, 5-6-0, and we've not been doing that. Probably not since the Martin O'Neill era, we used
no.
to. So having that, if it's fair enough winning games on paper, but you need to do it on the park, and you're seeing that now. And it's just great to watch.
Yeah, it is. So, and just a minute after the first goal, we've got a really cynical challenge from Power out in the wing. He's absolutely clattered. Turnbull for me, and I'm the other side of the stand, the other side of the stadium from it, it looked like a really just straight yellow card. I thought Colin wasn't going to even book him, and then he sent him off. What's your thoughts, sir?
It looked a bit reckless.
And off the ground, was it?
We've not got, obviously, the luxury of a replay on it, but it did look he was out of control. And if you're out of control and you get Willie Colm as your ref, it's a fair chance you're getting off. It's usually green and white. It's not usually any other colour of team, but you know, we need to look at it again. But yeah, he looked out of control. It looked reckless. I've seen them giving us reds, but I've also seen a yellow in that circumstance as well.
Yeah, you've also seen no cards if it's a Celtic player. Eh? So just 3 minutes later, and we're two up, and it's Abada again. Actually, great work from Taylor, and a good ball. Abada has an absolutely terrible header, which deceives the goalie, and it's over, and kind of loops over him.
That's a textbook header.
A textbook guy.
Into the ground, that's what you take it back across the keeper, into the ground. That's exactly what you're looking for.
If you mean it.
Halfway meant, so I've got to give him that one.
But he was flying at that point, you know, he was just, you know, over to the fans and all that stuff.
He was loving it, absolutely loving it.
You can tell he's really starting to enjoy being at Parkhead. Yeah. So, after that, it's just more good football. I mean, I'm just checking my notes here. There's constant, you know, moves, and Abada, Kyogo, Kalmak. St Mirren then in 27 minutes of a goal chalked off for offside. The guys at home can tell us if it was. We didn't have the angle on that. I thought Hearts would have come for the cross anyway. He didn't have almost nothing to do the whole game.
No.
But a cross came in. I thought it was in his range to be coming out for it. So that's maybe just one to watch for. Mm-hmm. How did you think Hart performed today for the little he had to do?
You know, we only had to deal with a couple of things, but the big thing as a Celtic goalkeeper, as we all know, is your concentration. And for a game like that, it is important to keep your concentration. There was one that came in, he punched, which was notable. But I thought
it was a catch, eh?
Yeah, he could have possibly caught that, but I mean, it's hard to judge him on games like he wasn't busy, but when called upon, you look at his performance during the week, but when called upon, he's there or thereabouts, and you can tell that's another player that's really enjoying being in a team, a winning team, and the manager seems to be getting the best out of him.
Yeah, it's a real resurgence for him. I'm a big fan. I think he'll go on to be an important player for us this year and hopefully beyond. In 28 minutes, Turnbull, who was having a great game, he was involved in everything, you know, a lot of the kind of thankless build-up passing play. He was in there and thereabouts, and then he gets himself edge of the box about 20 yards out. He just cracks this, and it's got so much bend on it, the goalie just doesn't know what to do, and it's away to the goalie's left. How did you enjoy that one?
It was coming. You know, that one he's hit off the inside of the post just for 10 minutes before that. It was a great effort. But then the minute the space opens up for him, He's going to have a pop. I mean, he had a couple of pops, obviously, to get his hat trick. There's a couple of notable pops as well, and I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. Yeah. He's taking a bit of responsibility. The guy's obviously flying. He's got a bit of confidence. But it was a great finish. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. I think you're right. He was just getting his range with a couple of shots, and he certainly doesn't miss the target by much. You know, if he's maybe just past the post a couple of things, but more often than not, he's asking a question of the goalie. He's getting it on target. So, yeah, long may that continue. Lots of more build-up play with a left-foot effort from Ralston. I think Ralston had been reading the headlines a wee bit and fancied himself as a winner.
I think Kinky, though, is the obviously signed the new right-back today. He's trying to prove a point with a left-foot swinger.
And he had another good game, Ralston, just to speak of him. He'd very little to do at the back. I thought his attacking play was okay. Quite a quiet game, maybe, by his recent standards. But, yeah, very interesting to have the competition of Juranovic there now. So that's, again, it's going back to what Angie's saying, is strength in your two for each position, real strength in there. So we'll see what comes of that. I've got a lot of fouls in my notes here from St Mirren players. You know, we spoke about it before, that we need to be careful in Scotland as to what we want to export as a product. And these kind of cynical, we're not as good as you, so we're going to kick you, type players, it's just got to stop. You know, we've got to start transforming Scottish football into a product of football, not industrial cart horses.
It's always been the case. I don't see it changing anytime soon. I mean, there was a couple of ones, very, very cynical ones, when the ball's nowhere to be seen. And you're right, where we are, we need some protection. Yeah, I don't know, it's not a great advert for the Scottish game, but to bring it in-house a bit, protecting your players, like your Abadas, like your Kyogos and stuff like that, is really important. Now I would expect referees to offer that, some level of protection, but there is, I mean, Scottish football has been well known for it, standing in feet at corners, running your studs down the back of someone's calves, etc. But yeah, I mean, to get that protection is key, because you don't want any players get out for any long period of time with something cynical and something stupid.
And that's the worry from a game like today, is there were so many cynical fouls that we don't know what the story is in the dressing room. There could be guys carrying knocks, which can affect us on Thursday, and that can prohibit Scottish teams progressing in Europe. So Scottish football, and it can be changed in a season, by the way. If referees start applying the rules of the game, then you can wrap that up in a season. So, and I appreciate the gap in budgets between these teams, but we can't be just having guys kicked up and down the park.
And you can understand the frustration as well. I mean, they were 20-10 men. They weren't getting a kick. I mean, it's no excuse, but players will get frustrated and leave a bit in there.
Yeah, and that's what we're getting. So, on to more positive matters. It's not even half time. We're 4-0 up. Turnbull again with his second here. Great work in crossing Abada. So Abada and Turnbull, you know, featuring so strongly throughout this. Wee bit sloppy in the goalkeeping, but he's got the ball in the back of the net. How did you like that?
No, I loved it. Another well-established finish. And you can see when his tail's up, he's found his range, and he was... it was just like another great move and goal. But they two seem to be linking up really well. When Abada comes inside, Turnbull's always on, always in the half turn, and it was really good to watch.
Yeah, definitely. So, turn for the Pies at half-time, back out, and just in the first minute, you know, going back to this kind of industrial football, Stephen Welsh is shepherding a ball out for a goal kick. There's nothing happening, and absolute balloon of the number 10 it was for St Mirren, he's just absolutely clattered them, and there was no gain. It was just almost like an attempt to bully. I've got it marked as a bullshit tackle. He get booked for it, but like, what
can't
argue with
that. That's just the half time team talk. He's let's get a bit of pride. Let's try and win the second half. So he's probably got them all pumped up. I know their manager's missing today with testing positive for COVID, which is an ideal situation for them. But you can see they've probably tried to fire them up at half time. He's come out building a china shop and lamped big Stevie boy.
Yeah. That's a fair point. Goodwin's a guy I like as a manager, and I think he's a footballing manager. You know, he wants to see football played. So maybe we'd have seen a more attacking style game if he was in the dugout and he made it today.
Yeah, no. But you're always going to get a low block for St Mirren, and I like Goodwin as well. I think he's a really good manager. And he's got them playing good football. Mm-hmm. But under the circumstances, it was...
Losing the guy so early.
Losing the guy early, your plans went to pot quite quickly.
Yeah, definitely. So... just checking things through, we've got just loads of flowing football. Turnbull, Kyogo, some more cynical fouling, bad one or a bad actually. Kyogo very unlucky today, just wouldn't come off for him.
Very unlucky. I mean, the Japanese Larson, as we call him.
You call him.
I call him, nobody else calls him that apart from me. It was quiet. You can see, like, I'm a big fan of him through the middle. Mm-hmm. I love his movement through the middle.
In the centre, through the middle. I think he's wasting the wing.
He is wasted out there, because he drags people all over the park. He drops in that wee hole, and you miss that. Mm-hmm. You miss that. So I thought he was quiet. Done the right things a few times, but he's not. I don't believe he's as effective out in the wing.
Totally agree. And I think it's a harder game for the likes of Christie and Turnbull when they don't have a centre like Kyogo, who's trying to go into the end of those intelligent passes, you know, and that's no harm to Eddie, it's just a different kind of centre. And I just think Kyogo's better for us in the centre than he is out wide. And, you know, he still played his part. He could have had two, maybe three goals today, so he was still getting into the right positions, but I think he'd have had even more chances if he was playing the centre.
100%.
Yeah, there we go. So that was with Kyogo's one, it was unlucky. And then is Eddie kind of a scrappy one for the fifth goal? But a wee bit of desire.
He needed his goal. He kind of got a lot of good positions during the game, but just to get that goal will do him the world of good, because he's been in and out the team. There's still a lot of speculation about him. Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? But I'll tell you one thing: the fans have still they've not forgot. They've still got the love for the big man. They backed him, and he got a great ovation when he went off the park and when he scored his goal as well. So it was good to see him. But it wasn't a notable strike. But it doesn't matter if it hits the back of the net. Who cares?
Okay. What's your thoughts on Eddie? Is it a keep or go?
I mean, I would love to keep him. I'd love to see him sign a deal, give him this season, play under Ange, enjoy his football, and he'll get his move. If he can rediscover the form he had, obviously no last season, but the form before that, he will get a decent move. We won't be talking about Crystal Palaces and Brighton's. He'll get a good move either back to France or a top six EPL team at least. He's a good player, a really good player. I'd love to see him stay.
Yeah, I go the other way on it. Just that, you know, I see your point entirely, but I think it's just
it's done.
The love is gone.
Come on.
That's just from me. I think a fresh start would suit everyone. I think he did, you know, he did his a kind of favour to stay last year. It obviously didn't work out by any stretch of the imagination.
You could have said that about a few of them, but
absolutely.
Come on, you could have said that about a few.
You couldn't say
Bayer. I know, that's a different story, but with that, you can see that about a few players. Like the Christie could do with a change, even McGregor at some point, some fans were saying about him leaving. Edward kind of falls out of that category, but on his day, we've got a £15 million striker there with a bags of ability who just maybe needs a bit of. Put a proper coach and a proper manager in there.
Ah, well, we'll see what the fans at home think, but I'm not buying what you're selling.
Okay.
So then 67 minutes starts to ring the changes, just and that's right, to get some fresh legs. So with Soro and Rogic coming on for Callum McGregor and Kyogo. Interesting one there was that the armband went to Christie. I thought it should have gone to Hart, and I think he was heading to give it to Hart. And was it Ange that called him back?
He was instructed to give it to Christie.
That's interesting.
He was instructed. They're all cliche. They're all leaders, but that armband means a lot. I mean, does that mean Christie's the assistant captain,
or is it a bit of a move to say, you know, you're very much in my plans?
You're highly thought of. You're in my plans. I want you here, and you've got a bit of responsibility.
Yeah.
So yeah, that could be a message.
Could be a nice bit of man management from our man Ange there. So a bit of changes there. Again, more great football, not quite coming to goals. Christie went close. Christie seemed to think it had gone over the line. David Turnbull seemed to save it on the line. Is that what happened?
Yeah, it was. You seen the fans all screaming for it. Yeah. It was too hard to see it, but they're obviously close at the action. Yeah. Christie, when he moved out to the left, he was really effective again. I mean, he was linking up a lot of play. I really like him out there. And it's funny, he plays it on the left, but drives out of the centre with the ball.
Yeah.
When he plays in the centre, he's getting nowhere to go apart from giving it to either McGregor or Turnbull. But I see him as a really effective left winger now.
Yeah.
Much prefer him out there.
I do as well. You saw in the first couple of games of the season, that's where he was really starting to thrive. Just disappointed he didn't get his goal today. I thought he really deserved it. It was a great effort. He's up there for the Man of the Match award. I think Abada would take it for his early performances for me for the first 50 minutes or so.
Nah, you're obviously the match sponsor. You've got a hat trick. It's hard not to give to someone with a hat trick.
Turnbull takes it. Turnbull or Abada, Christie?
Aye, any one of the three. Yeah. Abada's first 45 minutes was one of the highlights for me of the game. He was absolutely unplayable at points.
Yeah,
unplayable.
Definitely. Yeah. Last sub was Ajeti on for Eddie on 82 minutes, and he was involved in the goal, the sixth goal in 84 minutes. Just good wee bit of strength, just a wee bit of dig down at the touchline.
Put yourself about when he came on. I thought it was going to be one of these token substitutes, just giving him a bit of run out. But to be fair to him, and he's come on, put yourself about, and putting himself about, we've got a goal out of it.
That's it. So, and it's a great goal for Turnbull to get in terms of his hat trick there. So you could see he was absolutely buzzing off of that.
It was a nice, perfectly weighted through ball, and he's just dinked it over the keeper for his hatters.
That's great. And could you tell me the last Celtic midfielder to score a hat trick?
So, based on my extensive research, someone was telling me it was Craig Burnley in the opener of the 98-99 season.
Craig Burley, right, so
Craig Burley.
We might want to check that, but that's the info so far.
If anyone's got any better answer than that, just let us know on one of the Twitter feeds or one of the social media accounts.
Yeah. So everyone's way up the road. Six goals, another clean sheet. What do you think is in store for the week ahead? We've got 7 days left of the transfer window here. What are we going to look like in 7 days' time?
I believe there's still more to come. Obviously, with the right back coming in, today, which is a good bit of business. Your Liam Scales has been obviously mentioned. He's due to come in. That'll probably be done Monday, Tuesday. But I believe we'll get a lot of business done before we go over to Holland for the second leg. We want to get a bit of business done so we can start to concentrate on the bigger fish, which is obviously Thursday's obviously a big one. Then we've got the big one next Sunday, which we're all and I can guarantee you we're all looking forward to now with a good bit of optimism. So yeah, I'm hoping we don't do the usual Celtic the Celtic stuff and we wait to the last minute. We know what we need. I'm happy with the transfer window at the moment, but there's still a wee bit of work to be done. We know we need to improve.
Yeah, I think beyond Scales, I think Angie's got three or four in his sights here, and I think he'll get them. So that would be, you know, really adding that real strength and depth to the squad, because the first line of 11 had to be the focus, of course, but throughout this season, this kind of intense football, we're going to need that depth. So over to the board to get that finished.
Yep.
So once again, final score at Celtic Park, Celtic 6, St Mirren 0. Thanks to Psyche for joining me here, and thanks to you for listening.
Sponsored by 1010 Podcasts.